Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
How seriously should everyone take the Bears?
Very seriously. They're going to the playoffs. They're 8-3. They're playing for the 2 seed on Black Friday against the champs. Are they a great team? No. Are they good in this parlance of how we talk about the NFL? Absolutely. What more do you want?
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
Andrew Filipponi is at the Pony with an I Express on X. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Danny is such a fraud.
I love it.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We know that.
Defense is really good and getting better. Like I don't think the Bears are putting up 35 in this game, but Philly, you know, we've seen them play some low scoring games. And do I think this is a great spot for the Bears with Philly coming off of a loss? No.
Like, Stop right there. Why is that, Danny? Why is it not a great spot with them coming off of a loss? Because I've been saying this for a week straight. Just make sure they don't lose to the Cowboys and the Bears have a great shot.
Listen, I think the idea of trap game and like overlooking a team is often an overstated thing, but that's a really embarrassing loss for Philly, who are the defending champs. And I would imagine whatever the best version of them is what you're going to get on national TV on Black Friday on a short week. But like Saquon Barkley came out and said he's not playing well right now. Their offensive line has not been as good as last year. Their quarterback and receiver, like the receiver cannot stop taking shots at the quarterback. The entire city hates the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're gettable. Gettable. Like who's the second best? If the Rams are the best team in the NFL, who's the second best team in the NFL?
I think it's Seattle? The Seahawks. Yeah, I think it's the Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have Sam Darnold as their quarterback. There's questions there.
Sure.
He threw 4 interceptions in a game against the Rams 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Like, you know, these teams, 46% of their offensive yards come from Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Now, he's incredible, but that's pretty dependent on one player in order to move the ball. So, you know, in the AFC right now, the 1 seed is Drake May, 0 playoff wins. The 2 seed is Bo Nix, 0 playoff wins. The 3 seed is Indianapolis, Daniel Jones, 1 playoff win. Like it's a wide open year in the NFL. So I don't count the Bears out against anybody.
One of your colleagues, I guess you could say, from Fox Sports is Bucky Brooks. He has his, and oh, I think yeah. You do some power rankings too, Danny, but he's got his power rankings out. He has the Bears at 6 right now, and I'll just read it really quickly. Rams 1, Patriots 2, Denver 3, Seahawks 4, Eagles 5, Bears are 6, Colts 7, Packers 8, Detroit 9, and Buffalo 10. You like that? You like the Bears at 6 in that group?
No.
Thank you, Danny, for having common sense. I appreciate it.
Say more.
No, I don't love that. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Tell me why, though. Why are you not a huge fan of that?
Well, I mean, listen, the Bears still have a negative point differential this year, right? Like they play a lot. They played the easiest or second easiest, depending on how you break it down, schedule in the NFL. They had five starters out on defense, and then two more got injured during the game. Like, if you weren't playing Pittsburgh, I thought it was impressive that they held the Steelers to only 7 points in the second half. But like, let's put it this way: if the Bears would have been playing the Lions on Sunday, I think the Lions might have been able to score 70 points against them. You know, like, so I don't love that from, because the problem with those power rankings is they're a little too much like the standings for me. Like, the teams with the best records are at the top of your power rankings. Like, well, then it's just, it may as well just be the standings. So I don't love that.
Personally. Have you done power rankings yet? Are you doing some?
I come out today. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Ooh. Okay, I won't ask you for your full power rankings. I just need to know, because we asked you this last time. Are the Bears finally cracking the top 10?
Ooh, yeah, that's a fair question. Danny, answer it.
Yeah, they came in at 11 today.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Not the top others receiving votes.
Yeah. I'm serious. They're not in my top 10.
And you know what? That sounds appropriate, Danny. That sounds appropriate. Before I even look at your top 10, I already know the 10 teams you have above them have been better than them.
Grody, you think that's disrespectful?
A little bit.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, like, I think
that, listen, we're parsing here.
Well, okay,
how much am I supposed to drop the Colts for losing to the Chiefs?
I want to answer this for you and for Marshall, because Marshall here is looking at me like, yeah, what do you think about that, Grody? This guy just told me that the Buffalo Bills basically suck right now, and they're number 10. You don't think the Bears could squeak in over the Buffalo Bills at number 10 right now?
And the reason why,
if you want to do it record-wise, so, this is what's right now.
No. And Danny's right, because it does look too much like the standings. And here's why that's bad. Because this is not college football, but these power rankings are the closest we get to what college football is like, where you're comparing wins and losses. And when I look at the Buffalo Bills, you could say, yeah, they haven't been great, but they did beat the Buccaneers. They did beat the Chiefs. They did beat the Ravens. Like, they've beaten good teams.
Isn't power rankings, can't part of the formula be who's hot, who's not? Because that's the way it works. The Bears are hot right now. They've won four in a row. So if they're going to appear in the top 10 at some point in time, this would be the time.
No, next week would be the time after you beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Well, then they'll be number 4, I think, by then. They'll supplant the
Seahawks.
They'll
make a big jump if they win at Philadelphia.
They'll be in everybody's ranking if they beat Philly. Just like I kept Denver out of mine until they beat the Chiefs, because I wasn't impressed with Denver's win over the Raiders or the Jets or teams like that. And then Denver beat the Chiefs in pretty impressive fashion, and they jumped all the way up. I think they debuted at number 6 or number 7, something like that. And here's the thing. Power rankings are a stupid enterprise for clicks to fill content in the middle of the
it's
week.
It's working.
Totally, because we can define them however we want.
Yeah, exactly. There is no set rule. They don't mean anything. It is just conversational fodder for nonsense. And it's what we do.
We're a nonsensical trio.
Yeah, exactly. But and by the way, like... So I think Buffalo is better than the Bears, and I think Buffalo deserves a benefit of the doubt because of their last 6 years of professional football that the Bears don't get. But if the Bears were playing the Bills on Sunday, like, of course they could win. You know what I mean? I think what the Bears, like, to be positive about the Bears, just to be how I honestly feel about them, is that they are a very well-coached team that clearly believes in themselves, that is clearly getting better. And I think everything Ben Johnson has said so far about this team has come true. Like he said they're going to be playing their best football at the end of the season. I don't know, Grody, and you can maybe give me better insight of this, just like Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds. Like, How many of those guys do you think are going to be back before the end of the year? Four for four?
Well, I think it, man, the TJ Edwards thing is mysterious. It's possible. I mean, we're already talking about the possibility. It's a real possibility that Kyler and Jalen are back for this game. TJ Edwards, I just don't have a good feel for that guy, Danny, because
okay. Edmonds?
Yeah, I think
IR, he's got to miss three more games.
I think he'll be back towards the end of the season. Yeah, I do think Tremaine Edmonds will return. The only one I'm not sure about in terms of, even if he does return TJ Edwards, I just feel like this might be one of those weird, he might get injured again.
Soft tissue injury, the hamstring.
Yeah.
Fine. So, but like separate question.
Yeah.
Rank the top five players on the Bears defense if everybody was healthy.
If everyone's healthy?
Oh, man. All right. So let's do this.
Jalen?
Number one right now
is Montez Sweat. Fine. All right. One, Montez Sweat. Two, Jalen.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson, number two. Three,
Kyler.
Kyler.
Then four.
Wait, with Kyler and I would go Edmonds three this year. Kyler
Edmonds,
four.
Edmonds, Kyler.
So Edmonds over Edwards. I wouldn't do that. I'd say Edwards over Edmonds.
I would right now. Okay. Yeah, I would. I would. And then I guess TJ Edwards at five for me anyway.
Okay. But so I guess that my point is that you're saying that three of the top four players on the Bears defense are still coming back.
Yeah.
That is massive, man. Like that is a massive thing to like when paired with a very good offensive line / rushing team / clutch quarterback / playmaker / excellent play caller head coach.
Ooh.
Like Loveland is getting better. Caleb is getting better. Like Burden is getting better. Like they can beat the Packers. They can beat the Lions.
Yeah.
They can beat the Niners. Like they can beat these teams that are on their schedule the rest of the way. And it's very plausible to say that the best defense the Bears will play hasn't happened yet.
Well, that said, Danny, will the Bears appear? Let's say 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, will the Bears? Do you believe you will be putting the Bears in your top five power rankings?
I don't know. Like I don't know about top five. I really don't. But like. That's tough, man. But like, I think they're going to the playoffs, and I think they're going to win double digit games. And I think they got it right at coach, and I think they got it right at quarterback. And I think they can be in a position where they're the team that nobody wants to play if they get the right guys back on defense that are healthy. And for year one of the Ben Johnson Caleb Williams marriage, like, isn't that enough? Like, do I have to say that they're better than the Super Bowl champs in week 12? Like, that just doesn't feel as significant to me. Like,
absolutely not.
I think this season so far to this point is an A+. Like, I think it's an A+.
Relative to what we thought. Yeah. Yeah.
They've won 8 of 9.
Yeah.
They've won 8 of 9. I think it's an A+. So, like, I honestly have not been listening much to the station, and I apologize.
Whatever,
like, I don't know.
Whatever.
I it's not a knock. It's just, like, the time of my day. But, like, I honestly don't know. Like, what percentage of Bears conversation is positive versus negative right now, would you guys say?
We've had a lot of positive conversations.
The positive is starting to really creep in.
Yeah.
Starting.
You know why, Danny?
It should be 95.5 positive to negative.
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, now it is, but Danny, come on. Don't be naive. I mean, we've seen good regular season Bears teams that don't take. We've seen good starts to regular seasons that don't take. So I think that a little bit of cynicism, a little skepticism is allowed in the positivity or negativity when it comes to Bears fans or us here at the Score of the station you don't listen to.
I love the Score. It's not a shot. The score will always be home unless I get blacklisted for what we're about to talk about.
Let's get to the part that you're about to talk about, because that's we're up against it. So
unless you had a fight, dude, were you trying to finish out that thought there, Danny?
I'm on your guys' time.
That's right.
Just give him the tree.
You're damn right. By the way, really quick, Robbie, do me a favor, and by the end of the show, would you do me a power rankings, please? Take care of that. Write that down. Thank you very much. Speaking of this guy, as you know, Danny Parkins hosted afternoons here on The Score for years. He was actually middays when he first came here. Danny now is on FS1, the newly expanded First Things First from 4 to 5 p.m. That is the show that he hosts on the daily, which you should watch. As everybody knows that listens to the show, Robbie Triano is one of our fine producers for this show, and Robbie has been pilfered by Danny Parkins and his little FS1 show in Manhattan, New York City, New York. Danny, what do you have to say for yourself and the person that you are taking from the radio station from which you used to work?
I mean, if I could have taken Tanny, I would have.
That's fair.
But Tanny, you know, Tanny wasn't willing to move. No, Robbie is... Robbie's excellent. And
he's no Tanny.
Tanny's a superstar. Yeah,
I know that. I'm not Tanny. I know.
You don't even barbecue like Tanny. Get out of here.
That chicken
I'm just
great.
I'm just kidding. But seriously. No, Robbie impressed me from the first time I worked with him at the Score. I think he, you know, has EP qualities there. And I think, you know, a hardworking person who cares and is willing to go above and beyond and doesn't care about credit is like a really valuable thing. And when we expanded this show, there was a call out that they were going to be hiring producers for this hour, because right now a lot of the people that are working on my hour also work on the first 2 hours of First Things First. And so as the show has expanded and been successful, they made a few postings, and Robbie applied, and I asked my boss to take a look at him. But then I said to my boss, frankly, I was like, don't hire him if he's not qualified, because this is my one shot at national TV. So I'm not looking for any favors here. But he did the interview, and then I think he interviewed with four people total.
Yeah, correct. Four people.
And Robbie crushed it. I kept getting, hey, Robbie's advancing to the next stage of the interview. And I was like, great, don't tell me anything about it. And so I didn't hear about anything for like at least 6 weeks, other than he kept advancing on. And he crushed it. Everyone's real excited for him to get out here to New York. Robbie did great work with me on the Radiothon the last 2 years. And so I'm excited to work with him again. He's the goods.
I agree with all that, man.
Danny, that was incredibly nice. Thank you. And I know I'm not Tanny. Tanny's the absolute man. But I honestly can't wait to join you out there. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, man. It's a fun show. It's a show with radio sensibilities.
Yeah.
We do bits and we do little pranks, and we've got a, you know, they rent me a throne for my picks, and they bring out trumpeteers.
We've seen the photos,
missions.
Man. Looks good.
You guys talk Josh Giddey though.
I've seen
you
the
guys,
videos.
Talk Josh Giddey at all?
We don't talk Josh, but hey, if the Bulls are still in playoff contention come NBA season, that could be a guest that you book, Robbie. All things are possible. But no, I'm really excited that it was able to happen, and it's going to be fun to have another. I can't really say Chicagoan, but you know, another person from the Score out here, and it's gonna be a blast. This is just like the Score. It's a great place to work. I'm very happy here. And I know Robbie's going to fit in and do great things.
Danny, you're the goods, man. Keep up the great work. I'm glad that the success is high from 4 to 5 on FS1. Check Danny Parkins out. He is our guy. He is always our guy. Danny, looking forward to seeing those power rankings come out. One of these days, we'll see the Bears in the top 10, okay?
Also, you can listen to the score on the Odyssey app.
Grody. You're like, Danny, there should be cynicism. There's going to be negativity. But why don't you have them in the top five of your power?
I'm allowed to contradict myself, Danny. I am sitting in the power chair today. So if I want to contradict myself, I can.
Okay. All right. Danny, be a homer, but we're allowed to be negative. You can't say that about our pledges. Danny, only we can say that.
Exactly. Danny, you're not here anymore. You don't know what we go through here. So I will handle it my way. Parco, you're the best. We're in a lot of trouble for being late. You understand that, so you have to go now. Goodbye.
Robbie, get them on the clock, man.
Oh, God, this is a bad sign.
Bye, Danny. This is Raheemi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.